The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
1 in 7 Australian women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 7. The Harry Perkins Institute in Perth is a world-leading medical research facility trying to do something about that shocking statistic. And the annual Walk for Women's Cancer event on May 29 is an important fundraiser that helps pay for this work. Perth physio Fiona Schwab is tackling the 35-kilometre walk, only she's not doing it in Perth. She'll be doing her walk in the Simpson Desert with a pack of camels for company. And she joins me now. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. So you're in Alice Springs right now, about to set off. Tell us about this plan of yours.
Well, I'm not quite sure exactly how it ended up, how I found out about it. It's something that's been on my radar, I suppose, for a little while, and it just looked like it was all going to work out last year that I could do it. But, everybody had something happen that wasn't expected, so it got transferred to this year. And when I was looking at the dates, I realised it was going to be the same date as the Walk for Women's Cancer. And I was thinking, how can I do this? I'll just have to do both. I'm sure that the camels will be walking at least 35Ks, so I'm going to do it that way.
And how far exactly are you going to be walking through the Simpson Desert?
Good question. I'm not exactly sure how fast camels walk. So what I know is that we get up, so we'll be sleeping out in the desert in swags, and we get up, get packed, pack up the camels, and then walk during the day, stop for lunch, and then sort of set up camp for the next night, mid-afternoon. So it depends on how fast camels walk, which I'm sure I'm going to find out. So they've got quite long legs, so it should be quite a brisk walk.
And what sort of conditions are you going to face in the Simpson Desert? A lot harder than doing the 35-kilometre Perkins walk around Perth, I bet.
I know. I looked at the forecast last week and thought, it's a bit colder than I was expecting, so I went and got a new sleeping bag. But it looks like it's going to be a little bit warmer. Today at Alice Springs it was 0 this morning, so hopefully it's not going to be that cold. Apart from that, it should be beautiful, clear days and, cool, clear nights.
Oh, wow. And you're travelling with a group of ecologists. What will they be doing?
So they're part of, it's called Australian Desert Expeditions, which I'm going on. And what they aim to do, they've been doing it for quite a few years, and the walk that I'm on is part of a sort of longer, sort of during the winter months, they do quite a long series of walks. So there's different groups of sort of tourists, I suppose. We are sort of come in, walk for 10 days, some days, some trips are 20 days. And while we're there, we're helping with what their mission is, to look at trying to marry up sort of old stories from the indigenous people, because they used to be in the desert walking and knew where water was and when the plants are ready. And so the ecologists are sort of looking to see what's out there and what animals might be around as well, and doing lots of research, and if there's old Aboriginal artefacts and things that they can find. The thing with walking with camels is you can get to parts of the Simpson which most people wouldn't be getting to in modern times, because it's lots of people travel four-wheel drive, and that's a particular track, so the camels can go to, any corner that you want to. And so that's the point of walking with the camels.
And Perkins Institute Director Professor Peter Leedman said this was the first time camels have been involved in the Walk for Women's Cancer, which is pretty awesome. But why was it important to you to take part in this event?
Well, I was, I've been sort of part of the, I've been looking at the Perkins Institute. My kids did one of the special events that they do there for kids to sort of see how medical research works. And they're a very inspiring group of scientists who work there, who are looking to sort of improve treatment and for women's cancer. So I have several friends and family members who've been through different sort of cancer, breast cancer, had treatment or are undergoing treatment at the moment, and it can be pretty brutal. So anything that's going to make it better with more research is something that I'd like to be involved in. And I was very inspired to do the walk because of that reason.
It seems that everybody knows somebody who has been touched by the scourge of cancer. And people can go to walkforwomenscancer.org.au to sign up for the event themselves on May 29 and the week beforehand. Well, Fiona, we wish you and the Camels all the best. Thanks for being on The West Live.
Thank you so much. All right. See you on the other side. Bye.